The best gift ever. John chapter 3 verse 14 through 21. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 through 10. A few years ago, Kuko and I watched one YouTube video. It was about a surprise present from a husband for his wife. It seemed that the wife wanted to raise a puppy, but for some reason, they could not do that. Finally, on Christmas Day, he prepared a cute puppy as a surprising Christmas gift for her, and his Christmas present made her very surprised and moved her to tears. She cried loudly and was very happy to have a new puppy. Kuko also wants to raise a puppy, especially a black lab at home. But unfortunately, I have a dog hair allergy, so it is too much for me to live with a hairy puppy at home. Since he understands that really well, he tried to give up his wish to raise a puppy at home. However, raising a puppy at home is always in his mind as a hope, so every time he sees a cute black lab in our neighborhood, he always asks me again, I think if we raise a puppy, he can be the best friend for Caleb. But you know what? I love you so much, so I can't see you are suffering for Caleb's best friend. So I tell him that no best friend at home. Since we watched that YouTube video, every year on his birthday or Christmas Day, he say, Ron, I just want you to know that I'm totally ready to be very surprised and also can cry louder than that woman in the video. So now you can give me a puppy as my special present. If that happens, it will be very surprising for him and I bet he will cry louder than that lady. In retrospect, there was nothing that I wanted to have so eagerly, like Kuko. However, there was one present made me very surprised and caused me to cry. It was my first Christmas gift from Kuko. During that time, both of us were full-time seminary students, especially it was financially troubling time for Kuko. However, he knew that I needed to buy a new wallet, so he saved his lunch money to buy a wallet for me as my first Christmas gift. I did not expect any gift from him, but as soon as I opened the box, I was very surprised and cried. To be honest with you, it was totally not my style. But his love and thoughtfulness touched my heart. At that time, I think I realized that he was the one. Likewise, have you ever had a very surprising gift that you were really expecting for a long time? Or have you ever got a very surprising gift that you have never expected? What was your best gift you have ever received in your life? Or what was the most surprising present that you have ever received in your life? Today's lessons in both John and Ephesians talked about the best gift God gave us. John chapter 3 verse 16 said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 said, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. These two scriptures told us that salvation and eternal life is the best gift that God gave us. But to take this best gift as our own, there is one condition that both scriptures emphasized. It is belief, having faith in God. We have been saved through faith, and everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Actually, one thing that we are told the most frequently and importantly at church is about faith. And this faith means believing in the triune God, which is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, there are tons of verses talking about the importance and power of Spirit. and faith. For example, in John 14:1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." In Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, "If you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes." In Matthew 9:22, Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly, the woman was made well. If we only read those verses in the Bible, it looks like faith is the secret method makes all things go well in our life. However, actually, there are difficult situations facing Christians, and we all know that life does not always go as we had hoped for. Therefore, many times, when we are confronted with hardship, we try to reapproach ourselves with lack of faith. Otherwise, we cynically say that there is no power in faith, or we blame a powerless God. And living, following the way of a worldly life and godless life. However, both sides come from a misunderstanding of faith, or they never experience the power of faith. Then, what is faith? Does faith has no actual power? Then, do we live by investing our time, gift, presence, effort for nothing? Why does it seem like our faith has no power in front of the hardship? Then why does the Bible emphasize the importance of having faith in God so much? To get this answer, we need to focus on what John chapter 3 verse 18 said. "Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God." There are two different kinds of people here: those who believe and those who do not believe. It says, believers will not be condemned, but unbelievers are already condemned. Some people may misunderstand that divine judgment is having trouble. So they think they are sick or have a car accident because of their lack of faith. However, this is not true. Troubles can happen in everyone's ordinary life regardless of faith. What the scripture said in "those who do not believe are condemned already" has more fundamental meaning. Since Jesus as the only Savior, as the Son of God, those who do not believe in him are totally separated from his work, salvation. This state, separation, being separated from God's salvation, means divine condemnation. This may be hard to understand. We can see a lot of people who enjoy a happy life without faith. Then why can unbelief be cause for divine judgment? To understand this, we have to have a concrete understanding of what John 3:16 said. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." In today's gospel reading, John spoke about the believer three times. In verse 15, "Whoever believes in him may have eternal life." In verse 16, "Everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." And in verse 18, "Those who believe in him are not condemned." Salvation and having eternal life means that we are saved from this world, which is everything that is not permanent. In other words, we have a new life in Jesus Christ, which is everlasting life. When we have faith, we need to focus on the one in whom we believe, Jesus Christ. In many ways, we believers are very vulnerable. We are weak, we are tempted, we doubt, and we fall down. Therefore, to have true faith, we have to not focus on ourselves, the believer, but to focus on the object of our faith, Jesus Christ. He is not just a person who came to this world about 2,000 years ago and made various powerful miracles and ended up dying on the cross. He is way beyond those historical facts. Having faith in Jesus Christ means believing in the triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe the one who creates us, saves us, and sustains us. This God is the only source of our being and the only foundation of everything that we have. Also, this God came into this world in the most humble way to save us and experienced all kinds of suffering and died on the cross, but was resurrected and ascended to heaven, but being present in us always as spirit and will come back again. If we believe this God, we will not be condemned. We will get wisdom to overcome all kinds of hardship, and we will find real peace and comfort in the midst of sadness. We will find the truth in chaos. We will get back up again from falling. We will be resurrected from the dead and enjoy everlasting life forever. This is the power of faith in God. Let us remember and be thankful for this best gift from God. Even though God already gave us the best gift ever to us, we do not even know whether we have it or not. We do not appreciate it. We do not enjoy this joyfulness, thankfulness, and hopefulness. Just having a little bit longer life, more fame, and become rich cannot be the criteria of judging the happiness in our life. Every day, by walking with God, realizing who is the one and the only source of our very lives, joy, and salvation, let us be thankful and rejoice in Him. This is the real life in faith. Praise God. Amen.